Yeah, he was.
Yes, Mr. Murphy.
Mr. President, I thought I ought to call you and tell you about something new that took place with the Business Council. At the request of the Joint Economic Committee of Congress, a lunch was held, chaired by Congressman Patton, attended by six senators and six congressmen, Senator Douglas, Proxmire, Talmadge, Javits, Miller, and Jordan, and the congressmen were Royce, Griffiths, Curtis, Widnall, Ellsworth, and Patman, of course. And so a number of us went to this meeting. They wanted to talk about economic matters. And I had Mr. Batten, Mr. Blau, Mr. Burgess, Mr. Gray, Mr. Capel, Stuart Saunders, Juan Tripp, Harold Bessenstein, myself there. And it was quite an interesting meeting. I don't know whether we did ourselves well or not, but we brought up the things that were of concern to the business community for the future. They introduced some questions, but I did want to tell you that this meeting took place, and I don't know whether they'll ever ask for another one or not, but we brought up the need to keep inflation under control and the importance of taking the welfare of the private enterprise system into consideration on any legislative matters. We had quite a little conversation about some of the urban problems. We talked at considerable length about the necessity of getting greater productivity into the some of the American flag carriers. Juan Tripp pointed out that the wages of the airlines are three times for the American airlines what they are for foreign, and we still can hold our own, whereas because of high productivity on loading and unloading and uniform ships, and made the comparison against the steamship lines, where wages are also about triple, but where we can't get the necessary productivity in order to hold our own on tonnage. We also talked some about merger problems. But I wanted to call you and tell you about this rather than have you get a second hand.
I heard about it, and I got very good comments on it, and it produced two reactions with me. First, I'm not satisfied, and I'm not content, and I'm not happy with everything that's happening. But every problem I've had in 22 months, no one has demonstrated more patriotism and more desire to put their country first than the business group. And I think that's largely due to your council and the leadership that your people have demonstrated since the day after the assassination. So I would like for you to tell your people that, and I'd like for you to know it. Henry Fowler was telling me about it, I think, just yesterday, last night, maybe. I think maybe that these meetings that we have had from time to time with some members of the business community and educators, doctors, different men of the whole community have been a little bit helpful. Third, I rather think maybe a smaller group just rather intimates without regard to anything political, whatever, because I have no political ambitions. I don't want to use anybody for anything. I've right near got all my program through that I really care about. Now, this year was legislation. Next year will be administration. And try to clean up what we've done and try to put into effect the policies that we've laid down and do it cautiously and carefully and without waste. And we are over the innovations, and everybody can look at the whole card and know about what we're going to do, and now we've got to do it the right way so that 20 years from now when we start another program, we can do it. But I rather thought, after hearing this Fowler tell about this meeting, that maybe you ought to get half a dozen or a dozen sometime at y'all's convenience, next two or three weeks if you could, and come in and just sit down with three or four of my people with me at a lunch or a dinner, and just lock the doors and pull the hair down and let everybody think about it ahead of time and don't come in just to applaud the president or to approve what he's done or to disapprove or to criticize, but just come in and express your real concern and give us the benefit of your thinking, and let us give you benefit of ours on such things as really how this thing's shaping up with De Gaulle, really how this thing is coming along in Vietnam, really what's happening in our whole fiscal structure, what we look to next year, and a good many of them could be awfully frightened at seeing this mass of legislation, and it frightens me when you go to funding it, but I'm going to try to get the authority but not exercise all of it. In other words, you may get authority from your board to put in a pension system, but it may take you a year or two to study what you want to do, and then you want to see how slow you can begin without revolutionizing thing overnight, you know.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to do. But I think a meeting like that would be helpful. If you'll give a little thought to
it. You name the date, and I'll pick I think if we hold it 8 or 10 or 12, it'd probably be desirable.
Yes, I think so. I think maybe if I could, we could have not over 15 in the room, and maybe you not have over 10.
All right.
We might take Jack. We might take.
We'll be there.
We might take Jack Connor and Henry Fowler. Might ask where Rusk and McNamara drop by, and just let them give a little brief thing on that picture because of the national interest.
I think it'd be an excellent idea. And
another thing I'd like you to think of, if you can, while I got you, I hope you pardon me, I don't want to tell you, but I've got this new department, Urban Affairs. 80% of our people are going to be living in the cities. It's a very important department. I don't want you to repeat this to anyone. The president kind of promised this job to Weaver and to the Negroes, and I want to consider him. I haven't made up my mind at all, but I would like to find, if I could, the best man in this country. I don't care what corporation he runs or what bank he's in, what insurance company probably would be a good place that's had some experience in urban problems, and urban renewal, and urban financing. I don't care what party he belongs to. I'd like to have a man 45, 50 years of age, 55, maybe between 45 and 55, that could build this department from the ground up, because it's going to be one of the most important.
Sure.
And I would like to have the right kind of man. If you could give a little thought, talking to your friends without saying I've asked you, but just say, who do you think ought to do this? I wonder who the president's considering. I've got about 10 days, but some of them have suggested this fellow Lee up at New Haven, but he is sick. Some of them have suggested the mayor of Detroit. I really don't want to go that. I'd like to get a Tom Watson at 45.
Yep.
I'd like to get somebody the Frank Stanton type.
Yep.
That looks like that, that acts like that, something like you. I want to get someone that's really interested in this field. If I get a good, outstanding architect, a great insurance man, or David Rockefeller, or some young, driving, imaginative, prudent man that could take this thing and take over all of our housing, all of our urban renewal, all of our FHA, all of our slum clearance, and this Negro problem and these riots and this Los Angeles, we just got to get the best man we can.
That is correct.
Would you give some thought to it and talk to some of your...
If you want to pick a day, if it's convenient for you to pick a day, we'll be there to meet this suggestion of yours for a little meeting.
Do you have any idea what the worst days are for businessmen? I guess Monday and Friday.
It doesn't make a bit of difference in a case like this. You don't have to worry about the businessmen because you know how they...
I would tentatively shoot it maybe Tuesday. When do I go see the Pope? Monday? What about Monday night? Maybe Monday night the 4th, or maybe Tuesday the 5th. Look at it and think about it.
Whichever one you pick.
I'll get in touch with you today then.
All right, fine. Thank you, Mr. President.
Sir?